Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ali Clark. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Sam Vico. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. And now, play ball. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into center field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon strikes out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keltner moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Keltner moves to third. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a fly ball into center field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to third. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kennedy scores. 2 outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Boudreau scores. Gordon goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Indians. Virgil Trucks now pitching. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Clark. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wagner moves to third. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lapon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayo hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wagner scores. 2 outs. It's 5-1, Indians. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-2 in the game. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mullen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0 for 1 in the game. Vico hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gordon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trucks strikes out. Two outs. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 0 for 2 in the game. LePon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Keltner is called out on strikes. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 2 in the game. Wakefield strikes out. There goes Kell. The throw from Hegan to Boudreau, and Kell is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. the Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 2 in the game. Feller hits a fly ball into center field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 3 in the game. Berardino hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Berardino reaches second base with a double. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0 for 2 in the game. Vico hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gordon. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. Gordon steals second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Judnick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hutchinson pinch hits for Virgil Trucks. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lepon hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mayo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Benton now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 3 in the game. Feller strikes out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 3 in the game. Wakefield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick, who is chasing the ball. Wakefield reaches third base with a triple. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wakefield scores. It's 6-2, Indians. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Mullen is called out on strikes. One out. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0 for 3 in the game. Vico hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Wirtz moves to second. Paul Campbell pinch runs for Hal Wagner. Hoot Evers pinch hits for Al Benton. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.